We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
This is Colin from GBH and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, the show you're tuned into is Generation Annihilation, and my name's Aaron and I'm here till 1 o'clock today. And if there's something you'd like to hear, the number is 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. What a beautiful sunny day. Yeah, I was lazy. I didn't ride my bicycle. I should have. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing Off tonight at the Fortune Sound. It'll be a good one. And, yeah, afterwards there's a show with Dayglo Abortions and the Goalers of Funky Winker Beans. The Off show is an early one, so you can catch both, and that's a really good deal. And, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this show today. We start things off with Anti-Sect from a live recording, live LP called Peace is Better Than a Place in History. Brighter Than a Thousand Suns, the name of the track. And Anti-Sect, who originally were supposed to come to Vancouver and Seattle late May, looks like that's been canceled or postponed temporarily, however you want to look at it. It's unfortunate. They're a great band. Always kills me how much live stuff they had that wasn't released in the studio. Yeah, but there's still time because they're back together. And speaking of bands that are back together, we're going to hear a band that has recently got back together. They were originally around in the early 80s. The band is from Blackpool, England. They were called Antisocial. The name of this release was called Made in England. And yeah, it came out in 1982. And name of this track is called Your Choice. So yes, sit back, enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the show.
Oh, charts, babe.
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, the show's Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we start things off with Antisocial from the Made in England 7-inch going back to 1982, track called Your Choice, followed with brand new Infra Riot off a brand new compilation. Oi, this is Street Punk Volume 5 on Pirates Press Records. And the song was called I'm More Punk Than You. And Infra Riot are pretty punk. Kind of a tongue-in-cheek song there. Last Resort followed. Band that was around in the early 80s. And they've gotten back together. And I think their new stuff is a lot better than their old stuff. Yes, Last Resort fronted by Roy Pierce. And we had that set off with another early one going back to 1982. No Future Records. Crux, the band was called, and the name of the EP was called Keep On Running. Name of the song was called Bright In Front, and yeah, that band was pretty short-lived, didn't put out a whole lot of stuff, but they were on a 12-inch compilation, and this EP came out, and there was a split 12-inch that they did with a band called Crash, and they were on a compilation called Oi Oi, That's Your Lot, and that's all they put out, but they were really good. Going to get back into the show right now. Going to hear a local band who just came back from tour from Europe successfully. The band is Bishop's Green, and this is off their brand new 12-inch release on Pirates Press Records. It's called Pressure. The name of the song is called Vengeance on Generation Annihilation.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
All right, Generation Annihilation, and yeah, All those fine record stores will be having sales and parties and stuff next Saturday. And, yeah, that would be for International Record Store Day. And, yeah, you'll be hearing live broadcast of it on the radio here, CITR, next Saturday. And we started the set all off with Bishop's Green title track, or not the title track, track from their latest 12-inch Pressure. Vengeance was the name of it. Followed with Noise from Tacoma, Washington, from their split with Street Dogs, track called Chameleon. And then we heard from Sweden's Small Town with their split with Gun Down. Pantomime was the name of the track, and all those releases can be found on Pirates Press Records. And then we heard a track from the Newtown Neurotics. Originally came out on the Beggars Can't Be Choosers LP. And it later showed up on a punk collection on Captain Way Records, which is what you just heard. Living with Unemployment is the name of the track. And right about time, this time we're going to get into the latest release. It's not quite out yet, but it will be soon. The band is from Portland, Oregon, and they're called Arctic Flowers. And the name of the release is called Weaver. And this is a track called X Oblivion on Generation Annihilation.
We'll be right back. And after I tried to get high,
All right, from Portland, Oregon's Death Charge, that was a track called Isolation, and it came out on last year's Bad Dreams Forever release on Whisper in Darkness Records. Followed with Jawbreaker out of the Bay Area, mid-90s, Bivouac, track called Sleep, and Criminal Code in the set before that, No Device on Deranged Records, the title track, and Criminal Code from Olympia, Washington. They've played up here a few times. Yeah, might want to see him again sometime soon because this last release, No Device, is really good. And at the start of the set, we heard from the Arctic Flowers, Ex Oblivione, from their Weaver release. And we're going to get into a metal-ish set right now. All Vancouver metal, but it's kind of on the punk side. This is Chapel from the Satan's Rock and Roll release on Evictus Records. We're going to hear a track called Nocturnal Blasphemy. And this next set should probably take us into power chord nicely.
Take the ride, the first prize that you'll be the best of us.
All right, so winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation with some homegrown Canadian metal. That was Witch's Hammer going back to 1987, Tulsa Doom and No Limits we heard. And that was on a mini LP of theirs. Came out on Subversive Records, local label at the time. And yeah, Witch's Hammer, yeah, they were definitely a metal band. They were on the metal side, but they mostly shared the stage with punk bands because they were too heavy for whatever was metal back then. But yes, 16-year-old Marco Banco, who now plays in Tyrant's Blood, was in that. That's from a compilation you can find on Iron Tyrant Records. And it's called Dead Forever, and it's got all the Witch's Hammer you could ever want or need. It's got, it's got about 54 Witch's Hammer tracks. They repeat a bit, but yeah, they were good. They were around from about the years of 1985 to 1989. Necro Holocaust in the set before that from the Ritual Goat Command compilation CD. We heard a track called Total Fucking War, and that was originally done by a band called Tumult, who I got to see a few times in the early 90s. I got to see them with the band that we heard before that in the set, Procreation. And we heard a track from their Rebirth into Evil release going back to 1990, and started things off with Chapel, Satan's Rock and Roll on Invictus Records. We heard a track called Nocturnal Blasphemy. So a very heavy set, which will take you into Power Chord up next. Like us on Facebook and check out our playlist on podcasts, generationannihilation.com, and hope to see some of you down at the off show tonight, and maybe at Diggle Abortions after. Power Chord up next. Talk to you later.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. A special two plums for one.
Cursed be the ground. For our sake. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth. For us. For out of the ground we were taken, for the dust we are. And to the dust we shall return.